Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we're fortunate enough to have Jan Faricutti of Bridal Elegance in Illinois. Jan, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Excellent. Well, you are a boutique owner in Illinois, Bridal Elegance. Can you tell us a little bit about the boutique?
Yes, it's a very large boutique. In fact, we're the largest in Illinois. We have 55,000 square feet of space devoted to prom, pageant, and bridal. So we have many, many rooms of and thousands of gowns to choose from.
55,000, that is huge.
It is huge. We have walkie-talkies and other means of communication so we can find where everybody's at in the store.
So someone could actually get lost in there is what you're telling me.
Sometimes.
Well, that is a very large boutique. What are some of the designers that our listeners may be familiar with?
We carry all the leading designers in pageant, Giovanni Red Carpet, Tony Bowles, Sherry Hill, Jonathan Cain, the Project Runway fame. We've done great with him. All the leading designers we try to carry, and also swimsuits, Jamie Shaw and Lady M.
And from a prom standpoint?
Prom standpoint, again, are the largest in Illinois. We have literally over 10,000 prom gowns. We are an exclusive cool book store, and we're the largest cool book store in the state of Illinois, so we have exclusive designs. We have about 12,000 square feet devoted to prom during the main prom season of January through May.
Now, being such a large boutique, do you also do custom gowns?
We do. We do custom gowns, and I also should mention that we have two locations in Illinois. One is here in Ottawa, Illinois, which is right off Interstate 80, so we're about an hour and a half from downtown Chicago, but right off Interstate 80, and our other store is in Bloomington, and that's right off Interstate 55 and at the Veterans Parkway exit in Bloomington, Illinois. So we have North Central, and then we have Central Illinois covered.
Now, not only in Illinois, but you also deal with young ladies from across the country on the pageant side of your business, correct?
Yes, we do. We've covered a lot of different states for pageant purposes. We also have online shopping at www.bridalelegance.us.com. They can go on there and look. But a lot of pageant girls do like to come in and try the gown on, unless they've tried it on in another store and want to buy it from us. We do it either way, whatever they want. Over the phone, we've even done that. So it's whatever we can do to accommodate our customer.
So it can be in person, web, or over the phone?
Yes, definitely.
Now, from a boutique standpoint, of course, lots of rooms, pageant, prom, a large genre of apparel. Do you offer any other services like training, runway, poise, anything of that nature?
Yes, we have a pageant coach on staff, and we can set up personalized appointments for them, or we can outsource anything that the customer needs. We also put in a style show theater where we have a 40-foot runway with lights, microphone, sound, everything all set up, and 50 chairs for viewing purposes. So we do the pageant training right in-house. There's not too many stores around that have their own 40-foot runway where you can do actual runway coaching.
I'll agree with that. And is a runway coaching one-to-one, or do you do it as a group or both?
We've done both. We've done both. It's totally up to the customer. A lot of times they'll come in as a group, and then they can get the individualized coaching however long they feel they need.
Going back to the boutique itself, again, you have your website, a member of the Cool Book. We've actually spoken with Christopher Widows, which you'll hear again on another podcast. What is a selling point or a service that you provide that you feel sets you apart from anyone else in your geographical area?
I think it's definitely our huge inventory. I mean, there's, not to sound like I'm bragging, but there's, I don't know of another store in Illinois that carries the kind of inventory we have, particularly with the kind of space we have. It's very possible you can find any gown you are looking for or several of the kind you are looking for. And we have great staff that are really dedicated to helping the client find just the right gown for their special day.
And has a lot of your staff been involved within the glamour industry before, so they kind of understand what your potential clients and buyers are looking for?
Yes, they have. I have a great staff, and I'm very proud of them, and some have participated in the pageants themselves. I was a former contestant in Miss Illinois many years and many pounds ago, so I totally empathize with everything.
Oh, come on now.
Going through.
Well, and it's, you know, and a lot of the boutique owners that I speak with have come from the glamour lifestyle industry. How did you become a boutique owner, and what made you say, I'm going to get into retail, and this is what I'm going to enjoy for the rest of my life?
It was a convoluted story. My husband and I purchased the property, and it's a 7-acre parcel right on Interstate 80. That's where we started, the one in Ottawa. And after doing a lot of research, I felt that this was definitely a niche where business could flourish, and so I've been expanding it, and we started about 12 years ago now. So it's been a constant growth pattern. Thankfully, I knock on wood for that.
Okay. And of course, pageant, prom, swimwear, bridal?
Bridal, yes, we have all the big top names of bridal and do a huge bridal business, bridesmaids, mothers, special occasion. I also have a gift bridal registry division, and I also have a ready-to-wear division. So a lot of my pageant girls not only get their gowns here, they pick up their interview dress, because people are moving away from suits somewhat, some pageants. Mm-hmm. They're picking up interview dresses or just dresses for fun.
But you do carry interview suits, correct?
Yes.
So you basically have the whole glamour lifestyle covered, bridal covered. Anything that you do carry that our listeners may need to know about that we haven't been able to touch upon yet?
We carry a great line of shoes, too, for pageant. The Jonathan Cain shoes have been fantastic for us. A lot of the pageant girls have really been buying those up. But we try to cover them from head to toe. We have great jewelry, gym ball jewelry, gyms in all the major competitions, and we do a huge business with Jim and feature his jewelry. We have Swarovski. We have lots of different lines. It's basically anything the pageant girl needs, we try to accommodate.
And Jim has a great line. In fact, he is the new writer for our jewelry editorial.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
He'll be one of our featured writers all over the next year. Let's talk a little bit about the pageant side of business. Now, you work with a lot of different pageant systems, correct?
Yes, I do. We work with County Fair Queen pageants, Galaxy pageants, state and national. And we're also working with the Miss High School pageant, the Miss Illinois High School, and the Miss Iowa High School particularly.
Now, do you see a difference between the needs or the demands of each system?
There are some differences, a lot of similarities, but there are some differences. For example, the high school America pageant system does not have a swimsuit competition. They do have a fun fashion division, and so we have styles, particularly in our ready-to-wear, that are extremely suitable for that, as well as in the bridal portion. They can pick the more glamorous or prom portion, the more glamorous prom dress or short dress for that division.
And a lot of the prom dresses really are crossover for teens as their pageant dress, correct?
They are, particularly for the County Fair Queen. A lot of the prom can definitely be used for the girl. And for the girl who's on the budget, she can definitely find a great dress for her dollar.
And being a former competitor yourself, let's just say a couple of years ago.
You're kind.
What do you feel that the industry provides these young ladies?
I think it's a self-esteem. It's self-confidence building, particularly at the teen level. You know, the girls are at a vulnerable point in their life, and I think it does give you great self-confidence in yourself. You're putting a side of yourself forward to the community that has never been presented before, and I think it, aside from the self-confidence, it's also a great memory for that girl. You know, as old as I am, I remember everything about being in the Miss Illinois pageant, like it happened yesterday.
And I'm not going to ask you the year. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. It's too embarrassing.
But again, going back to a former competitor, a boutique owner, you can actually impart words of wisdom to these young ladies.
Right. I tell them all the horror stories of being in 100 different parades with a bug stuck to my teeth, but enjoying everything of it, the Vaseline on my gums, you know, all the little tricks of the trade. We won't go into hemorrhoid creams and everything, but all the little tricks of the trade that, you know, were the thing back then, and we've definitely moved forward since then.
Now, we touched a lot of different bases, a lot of points, you know, boutique, the pageant industry. Is there anything that I haven't covered that you would like to shout out to our listeners?
One thing, if they can come in and see us, as I said, you know, we pull nationally. As I said, we're an hour and a half away from O'Hare Airport. Bloomington has a great airport right there they can fly into if they're from out of state. And it's very easy access driving since we are located off major interstates. So I definitely think if they can come into the store and actually get the feel and see the huge or vast number of gowns that we have in the stores, they'll definitely be impressed.
And Bridal Elegance has two locations.
Right. in Ottawa at 205 West Etna, which is, I mean, you can't get closer to Interstate 80 than my Ottawa store. And then at 1329 East Empire in Bloomington, right off Veterans Parkway, which is right off Interstate 55.
And that website, once again?
Is www.bridalelegance.us.com.
Well, Jan, I appreciate your time this morning. I hope we've covered everything bridal elegance related, glamour lifestyle related. Again, we appreciate your support. It's been a pleasure talking with you this morning. Again, this was Jan Ferricuti of Bridal Elegance.
Thank you, Carl.